Joining us to get a take on the Iraqi side of this debate is NPR's Jamie Terabay, who is in Baghdad. Hello, Jamie.
Good morning.
Now, we just heard how the U.S. Congress is struggling with this war. Members seem to be blaming Iraqi lawmakers for not doing enough.
Well, the Iraqi politicians I've been speaking to here over the past few days all say that here in Iraq, it's a totally different political reality. Washington and Baghdad are working to very different timelines. And the feeling here is that the Iraqis are being asked to do too much too soon. Many of the politicians resent what they see as an American agenda that they're being pressured to carry out. And for some, there's even a reluctance to move on some legislation that's against their interests if they see the Americans preparing to leave. So it's a catch-22. If they rush through legislation to make Washington happy, they could lose local support. But while the Americans are still here, they want to be seen to be cooperating.
Jamie, you know, the lawmakers there can say that, but the view from the American side is that they spend an awfully lot of time bickering and basically not getting anything done. What are the lawmakers there doing?
Well, there's two levels. The Iraqi parliament itself is just fraught with division. At the moment, Sunni lawmakers are boycotting, and the legislature has about 2 weeks left of work before it breaks for a month-long summer vacation. The Iraqi cabinet is also in crisis. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is considered to be very weak and unable to push forward reform at all. There's a lot of, as you said, bickering going on by the various political party leaders, you know, important bills like the one on oil revenue distribution. Or, you know, the debathification review. They continue to stall because of this bickering, and so they haven't even made it yet to the parliament floor.
And when you get a chance to talk to what you might call the average Iraqi, do they think their government is making progress?
Well, most Iraqis consider the politicians to be acting on their own interests and the parties that they represent. We spoke to several Iraqis today, and some said that they didn't even know that the president was speaking on television. Some said that even if they knew about it, they couldn't have watched it because they don't have any electricity. According to the Brookings Institution, Baghdad still averages only about 6 hours of electricity a day, and this is a fourth summer that Iraqis are coping with 100-degree heat, and they have to buy fuel for generators because they don't have power to use their air conditioners. So those are the immediate concerns of Iraqis here. They care about basic services. They care about finding jobs. That is, if they're not directly concerned about the security situation here.
One theme in President Bush's news conference yesterday was al-Qaeda in Iraq. He mentioned it at least 30 times, framed the war in Iraq as one against the terrorist group, and basically bundled al-Qaeda in Iraq with Osama bin Laden and the perpetrators of the September 11th attacks. Is al-Qaeda in Iraq that powerful?
Well, the U.S. military here believes that al-Qaeda in Iraq is the biggest threat to Iraq's security and says the group is behind the acceleration of sectarian violence. But that's not clear, and the U.S. military hasn't provided adequate evidence about just who it considers to be al-Qaeda. You know, there are several Islamist groups operating around Iraq that claim links with al-Qaeda, some whose existence in Iraq predated the arrival of official al-Qaeda groups. We've asked the military how it can bundle up all these groups together under one banner and one philosophy, you know, with the ability to communicate and coordinate attacks, but we haven't received very satisfactory answers ourselves. And we see little evidence of al-Qaeda's involvement in intra-ethnic fighting, in the fighting between militia groups, whether they're Sunni and Shia or just Shia versus Shia.
Jamie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.